So we begin these opening verses from John chapter 17, which is known as the high priestly prayer of Jesus, as it comes at the end of the Bread of Life discourse, which we've been listening to for the last few weeks. And this chapter 17 is a very privileged encounter that we have with the prayer of Jesus. There are only a few other times in the Gospels that we get a glimpse of the conversation between Jesus and the Father. We hear often that he goes to pray, but we don't often get to hear the content of that prayer. And the fact that he must have prayed this out loud for John to record it, and for John to have recorded it, it's a privileged insight that we have. It's almost a sacred, and of course the scriptures are all sacred, but in such an intimate conversation, like Moses with the burning bush, we kind of have to tread lightly with this. There's this powerful exposition of the heart of Jesus and the heart of the Father are on display. Maybe sometimes as children, we kind of interrupted an intimate moment of a conversation between our parents, and we realized that there was something special there. This is kind of that same thing. And what a beautiful testament this is. And I hope that sometime over the last 5 years that I've been here, you've heard me mention or reference this John 17:3. Now this is eternal life, that they know you, the one true God, and the one whom you've sent, Jesus Christ. The whole goal of our life is to be in the situation, the condition, to be prepared for entrance into eternal life. And here Jesus gives us the secret that we know God and his Son, Jesus. And this word to know in the original language is much more than simply a surface level knowledge of facts and figures, but the intimate knowledge of a married couple, how well they know each other. The intimate knowledge that you have of your hometown. You could go back there and you don't need a map. You can make your way through. The intimate knowledge that you have of your mother language, how well you can speak versus someone who learns it as a second language. This is the knowledge, the intimacy in which we are invited. And in this novena of the Holy Spirit, we're preparing ourselves to receive that Spirit, the glory of the living God, which will lead us to all truth, which will lead us deeper into the heart, which will lead us into that true knowledge of the Father. And this is the knowledge that St. Paul had. So he too is giving a farewell discourse to this church in Ephesus, reminding them of everything that he taught them, everything that he gave to them, holding nothing back, and probably with a certain sadness, letting them know, I will never see you again. I don't know what's happening to me, but I know this is the last time we'll see each other. So take what I have given you, receive it, and live it. Don't let my life be wasted in your response to the gospel. He says, there's no blood on my hands. You have everything that you need to enter into eternal life. Take it and go with it. And this is the goal of every preacher of the gospel, whether clergy or lay, to share with the hearers the saving message of Jesus Christ, the intimate knowledge of knowing the one true God. These next couple of days, we're going to hear the rest of John 17. going deeper into the heart of Jesus' prayer for not just the apostles, but he'll be praying for each one of us as well. What a privileged place this is for us to know that Jesus prays for you so that we can come to know the one true God and the one whom he sent, Jesus Christ. And this is eternal life.